That is true. We've got both camps where, as you say, business owners who aren't going to enforce the wearing of the mask, and business owners who are adamant about making sure people are wearing masks. So again, we're just trying to do our part as the Chamber of Commerce to defend our membership, and whatever decisions they're making to operate their businesses, we want to make sure they know they have resources here and support here to try and make it as easy on them as possible. So that's the premise. Get these masks out to the general public, get these masks out to our businesses so that they can have all their employees masked up, and they can have extras to hand out to the general public that are coming through their doors, so it's not a place of confrontation or difficulty.
I would guess another challenge, Mike, would be the fact that there's really, when you look at it, there's not a lot of teeth in this mandate to wear a mask because who's going to enforce?
Right. So all of the enforcement requirement falls squarely on the business to enforce, and that's a really uncomfortable place for most businesses to be. You don't want to create that sort of difficult relationship with your consumer. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a challenge, and I foresee this challenge going well into the fall. And so that's another reason why we're working so hard right now, is to get people used to the concept, used to the idea that this mask wearing could be something that continues on, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's, politics aside in all of this, this may be a reality that we have to adhere to. And if that's the case, people better get comfortable with wearing a mask if they want to go out, if they want to be as normal as possible, then a mask right now is the only way that that can happen. So yeah, if you want to go back to public gatherings and those sorts of things, the reality is, the some of the metrics that we're being told to use or told to observe are a percentage of mask wearing. And so you'll see point in time surveys by the health department, by the state, that are taking basically a census of people as they're going in and out of stores, who's wearing a mask and who isn't, and what total percentage is that of the population. So that number will ultimately help dictate whether or not we move forward in these phases. And so no one likes being told what to do. I mean, it's kind of against human nature, right? We all want to do our own thing, and I totally understand that and have empathy for that. And trust me, I hear both sides for sure. But right now, I know that the reality, the economic reality for me and my goal, is to make sure these businesses stay open and continue to have more and more flexibility moving forward. We can't go backwards. That's just not an option. And so, if moving forward means wearing a mask, that's what we're doing. So, mask up to stay open is what we're pushing, and that we want folks to help us in that effort.